Hi, welcome to the first episode of the About Cities podcast. In this episode, we'll explore the fascinating topic of what makes a city, starting off with the definition of a city and listing some important characteristics that are usually present when we discuss about cities. So let's start. When I started studying and learning about cities, the first question that came to my mind was about the very basic concept of a city and what is the definition of a city. And surprisingly enough, there's no global consensus on what defines a city. Definitions vary from country to country, not just in method, but in the very essence of what can be considered urban. Imagine this. In different countries of the globe, a local administrative unit earns the title of a city once its population crosses a specific threshold. But there's no universal magic number for that threshold. So some countries set the bar as low as 5,000 inhabitants, while others like Japan and China set their minimums at 50,000 and 100,000 inhabitants instead. And other countries use completely different measures to define their cities. For example, they assess the presence of certain services such as healthcare, education, or governmental bodies as a defining factor for a city. And of course, you can find a basic definition on Wikipedia or in the dictionary. And the one that I found states that a city is a human settlement of notable size, typically characterized by a higher population density, extensive infrastructure, economic, cultural, and administrative importance. A city is bigger than a town or a village. But this definition is very vague and imprecise. That's why UN Habitat, in collaboration with its partners, has identified two city definitions based on proposals from New York University and the European Commission, hoping that these definitions will enable us to globally assess, compare cities, and monitor their performance and livability based on SDG 11. If you're not familiar with the UN Sustainable Development Goals, goal number 11 aims specifically to make cities and human settlements inclusive, safe, resilient, and sustainable. It is exactly the focus of my master's program. Now back to the definitions. The city definition proposed by New York University employs satellite imagery analysis to study the global urban landscape, specifically focusing on the urban extent to define where a city starts and where it ends. This definition introduces two main components for the city, the urban extent and the urbanized open space. The urban extent represents the total built-up area, which is the buildings and any other impervious surfaces. The urbanized open space represents the unbuilt-up areas, which includes the parks, cleared lands, and forests, among others, surrounding the buildings. The second definition was proposed by the European Commission, defines a city boundary by its degree of urbanization. The degree of urbanization is a classification system that originated in Europe in 1991, but was further developed and adapted to encompass various regions and countries. This definition introduces a more refined and sophisticated approach. By creating 1 square kilometer population grids as a new layer to standardize the unit of comparison across regions. With this 1 square kilometer population grid, we are able to classify the areas based on 3 levels according to the population size and density. Level 1 represents the high density clusters or the urban centers, which are densely populated areas. Number 2, the urban clusters, are the intermediate density areas, which represents towns and suburbs. Number 3, which is the thinly populated areas, are the rural grid cells. And the city boundary, based on this definition, is collectively formed by the densely populated areas and the intermediate density areas. With that, we reached the end of this episode. I really hope you enjoyed listening in and learning with me about cities. In future episodes, we'll be exploring information about specific cities, so stay tuned and thank you for joining About Cities.